We are here on KSOM, and we're talking track and field. We continue to preview the upcoming season, talking boys track at Tri-Center with head coach Gene Johnson here on KSOM. And Gene, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
I feel really good. You know, we've got 21 kids out, 8 of them are seniors, and they've had a great week, a couple weeks of practice. So some really good leaders out there. So it's been a good start to the year.
Very good. Some good numbers there. That should help with some relays. I know you had their 4x18 that finished ninth, just missed the medal stand a year ago. Where do you feel like the strength of this team is coming in to the season? Do you think you're stronger in sprints, mid-distance? Where do you think the strength lies?
Oh, it's still going to be in that mid-distance area. You know, Carter Kunze, Lincoln Thomas, that whole 4x8 team is back. We also have a freshman in Haven Weirs, who's an excellent distance runner, but he'll be able to help in that middle distance area as well. So we're going to continue to be that middle distance category.
Who are the four back there for that 4x18?
Lincoln Thomas, Brennan Bowden, Carter Kunze are the three seniors. And then we've got AJ Harder. He's a sophomore this year, but he ran on that 4x8 team a year ago.
All right. Awesome. So what do you think those four need to do to, it certainly helps to have that same four guys coming back. They have the chemistry and everything. What do they need to do to improve this year to get on that medal stand and contend for as high as they can?
Well, it's just another year stronger, you know, and they've done a great job in the off season of being in the weight room and training their bodies. So hopefully that extra year of strength and conditioning will pay dividends.
Fantastic. So you mentioned 8 seniors. If you can go through those 8 seniors, that'd be great. And tell me what each of them participate in for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've got AJ Peters and Anthony Sage, Brenton Kramer, and Kyle McDonald. They're all sprinters for us. And I think, you know, if we're talking relays, we could have a nice 4x2, maybe a 4x4. Carter Kunze, who's been an individual qualifier for us in the 800 and long jump. And he's really been hitting the sprint training hard this year. He's going to be a running back, maybe linebacker at Grandview College for football. And he's going to be a really good quarter miler for us, I think. Lincoln Thomas is a really tough kid. He's a middle distance kid. And then Hunter Smith is our 8th senior, a distance kid, just an awesome kid all around. So just good group of seniors.
Great. So you mentioned that you had a bunch of seniors there as sprinters too. How exciting is that to see all of those seniors maybe come together for relay teams?
Yeah, you know, and they'll join, you know, Nolan Kunze and Zach Nelson, who are juniors, and I think we could have some really good sprint events this year. We're going to find out a lot once the season starts.
How deep, or what do you have for long distance runners coming into the year?
Yep, Hunter Smith, like I said, he's a senior, and Brennan Bowden and Nick Dare are both two kids that are cross country kids that do a terrific job for us. And then, as I mentioned, Haven Weirs, freshman, but he qualified for the state cross country and has been putting in a lot of miles in the off season. And he's, you know, he ran at the Iowa State indoor meet and placed in both of those events, the mile and the 2 mile, as a freshman.
I know you've touched on a little bit on the field events here and there, but let's go and take each of them separately. You know, go through your jumpers, your throwers, what you see for your field events coming into the season.
Yeah, our throwers are all young. We've got one sophomore and 3 freshmen that are our throwers, but Coach Peterson, who's an assistant football coach, I think has been working with them. He's doing a great job. And then long jumpers, we've got Carter Kunze, who I mentioned. He's qualified twice now at the 1A level in long jump. He'll be jumping. I don't know if I have another kid who wants to do long jump right now, but Zach Nelson and AJ Harder have done it in the past, and they've done a great job. We've got 2 hurdlers, Rylan Ring and Cameron Waller. They do a really good job there, and they've improved a ton. They're both sophomores. And nobody's doing the high jump right now.
Okay, fair enough. So, I mean, how do you feel about the competition this year on your schedule when in the WIC, in the Western Iowa Conference?
Well, the competition is going to be tough. You know, the WIC is really strong in track right now. You've got Oakland Riverside that I think is going to be, you know, really good. And Underwood and Trainer are always really tough in that. And then we've moved up to 2A, and you've just got to be a little bit faster to qualify in state and in all of those events. So it's going to be a really tough year this year, but, you know, our guys have, you know, with the state championship in football, and they still have that taste in their mouth. They're used to success. So hopefully that helps and carries over.
How does that change your approach coming into the season, knowing you got to go up to 2A?
Oh, it doesn't change much. You're still just trying to see what the kids are strongest at and what, you know, where they can compete. So it's not a huge change. It might, depending on what looks strongest when we get to the state qualifying meet, might change what we do and do not run. But, you know, we've got a whole season and a lot of track meets to kind of determine where we're at for that.
Right. And just what would you say is your overall expectations for this team this year?
I think we should get at least two or three relays. I would like to see a few relays qualify this year, and a couple of these seniors qualify at the individual level, and, you know, and maybe get a medal in one of the relays if we can.
Very good. Well, we'll see what happens as we continue to follow your Trojans from throughout the season, now all the way until the Blue Oval, hopefully. In the meantime, Coach, really appreciate your time. Best of luck throughout the season. Thanks so much.
And Urban, thanks for reaching out.
Gene Johnson, head coach for Tri-Center Boys Track and Field, joining us here on KSOM.